I don't have an agenda in front of me, Jim, but if I'm not mistaken, first order of business is payroll.
Yep. Motion to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve payroll. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, aye. Nay. Motion carries. Second order of business.
Isn't it the bid next?
It is, but let's wait 4 minutes until we hit the 11 o'clock hour since it's posted for that time.
You want to call back, Jim?
That's fine. I mean, I'm over at the airport during their stakeholders meeting, hearing an update from Jeff on the Southwest acquisition.
Are those steaks medium rare?
I wish they were sermon steaks. It's false advertising. They call it a stakeholders meeting, but no one says you steaks.
So, tell me what's going on at the stakeholders meeting.
It's a monthly meeting where Jeff presents the July numbers for the airport, specifically talking about empanement, advertising efforts, the new routes that have been added. Also, he discusses, and then also and then he talked about the forbearance agreement and then that Southwest merger of AirTrans, how that's come along. What he shared was the two worst routes they've got right now are the two new routes to Chicago and Houston that AirTrans has picked up. AirTrans is not nervous about it because when they integrate the Southwest booking system into the AirTrans system, those will become bigger hubs and the flight loads will be very good. So they're feeling very comfortable with those loads, even though those loads are substantially lower load factor than the other routes. Probably the only thing that was significant, one of the significant things is AirTrans / Southwest announced their winter flying schedule, which is January, February, March, and April. And this year they have kept or maintained a daily flight to Atlanta, four flights weekly to Houston and Chicago, and then their flight to Baltimore and Orlando are going to be maintained also on a weekly basis. So it's a much bigger route or more flights this coming year than they were last year. So they're encouraged by that. And all they said about the forbearance agreement was that they're meeting or exceeding the requirements for the forbearance agreement to be in place. So they're comfortable with that too.
Jim?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and move to the bid opening for computerized temperature control and call on Mr. Erickson for proposals or bids submitted.
Good morning, gentlemen. Mr. Malico, if you'd like to join me here at the table.
While you're getting to that process, and I see that the bell has just rung and it's 11 o'clock.
It is 11.
Tell me about...
Can you move him closer to a speakerphone?
Right.
Oh, hold on just a second.
Here.
Thank you.
Ron, put that down by you. That's so he can hear you.
Perfect.
Just set her down. Let me ask this question. What process have we followed to get us to this point? How was the county involved? How was the company involved? What procedure did we follow to get to the point where we're at today regarding bids and proposals?
Well, this is a bid that was set out prior to my tenure, and so I had to rely heavily on notes in the file and also the fact that Mr. Malicote here was contracted to be the overseer of it, and then I'd let him take it from there.
Right. Back some months ago, you were talked about getting a temperature control system for the Justice Center, courthouse, and so forth, and then you put out a request for proposal for a consultant to write up specifications for it. And my firm was successful in obtaining the job to do the design specifications for the temperature control system. And we toured the facility and then wrote up plans, specifications for the temperature control system, advertised it with Mr. Erickson's help, and then put out the specifications, had a pre-bid meeting where we walked through the contractors through the facility, and there were three people at the pre-bid meeting. There was a company, MSI, and EPM, and then we had a maintenance fellow with the county take us through the system so we could open doors and so forth. And the result today will be a bid from the suppliers or the people that went through the pre-bid.
The pre-bid was on August the 16th, and it was a mandatory meeting, and that was advertised. And so since then, I've been on alert to receive any bids that we may have gotten, and received one as of yesterday, and that was from EPM, and they were one of the representatives at the pre-bid meeting, and that's all we have. So I'm prepared to open that if that's what the commission wants me to do.
Yes, we want you to open it. Okay. And thank you for your summary. It's that we are broadcasting live over the internet, which is probably also picked up by the radio. So we just want people to know what the process was that we've
sure.
gone through to get here, because there'll be questions that are asked later. So hopefully many of those will be answered by the very comments that you made.
Right.
Okay, I'll let Mr. Malico work through there. It's a huge document. Looks like it's about 150 pages or so. Received from EPM out of Fulton, Missouri.
Okay, the first document we come to is a proposal for lump sum contract. And they have recognized that there were two addendums, which there were. And we asked for how many parts of the supplier is manufactured in the United States. They have 90%. And then how many parts are manufactured in the state of Missouri, and that's 50%. And they are also, we ask for any charges to and from the site for any maintenance during the warranty period, and that's zero. And then travel charges to and from the site per trip for maintenance after a warranty period, and that happens to be zero. So no charge for travel. And there are three base bid along with alternate bids, and I'll read those there on the next page. We have a base bid for the Taney County Courthouse and Administrative Building. The base computerized temperature control system is $63,511.70.
Would you repeat that?
Yes, sir. That's 63511.70.
Okay.
And then alternate number one is for optional voltage protection for the motors, as described in the specification, and that's $2,500 even. That's 2500.00. And alternate number two was the optional for equipment performance monitoring, as described in the specification. And that number is $24,719.30. That's 24719.30. And number three, alternate is for equipment and materials for a 5-year extended full maintenance contract as described in the specifications. That number is $4,536.55, or 4536.55. Then we go to the Justice Center courtroom building. That base bid for the basic computerized temperature control system is $116,438 even. That's 116,438.00. The add alternate number one, again, is for the voltage protection for that facility, is $2,500 even. That's 2500.00. The add alternate number two, which is the same alternates, it's optional performance monitoring as described in the specs, that's $47,402 even. That's 47402.00. And then number three is the 5-year maintenance contract for that. It's $8,317.00, or 8317.00.
Is that an annual amount?
That would be for the full 5-year.
For the full 5-year.
Full 5-year.
Gotcha.
Then the Taney County Jail building is the last base bid, and for separate buildings, and that is $172,893 even, or 172,893.00. Add alternate number one for that is the optional voltage protection, is $2,500 even, 2500.00. The add alternate number two is for the optional equipment performance monitoring, and that is $71,597 even, 71597.00. And the maintenance contract, 5-year maintenance contract for that is $12,349.50, or 12349.50. Then we ask for a bid for all the buildings put together for the computerized temperature control system, and that number is $352,842.70. That's 352-842.70. And then for that voltage protection, add alternate is $7,500. That's 7500.00. And the additive alternate number two, which is for the equipment performance monitoring, is $143,718.30, or 143718.30. And the 5-year maintenance contract for all the buildings is $25,203.05, or 25203.05. I'm checking for signatures for the bidder's signature. It's filled out. And then we had, they've included the specifications, and there is a yes-no procedure in the back to see if they comply with all of the specifications. And I'll go through here. There's several pages. First page is all yes.
Well, let me, we've got the prices, and the bid quote at least, and it looks to me like if you compartmentalize this and add those together, it's going to come up to what the total cost was. So there's not going to be any savings to award all three. But what I'd like you to do, if in fact you will, is to break those down for us, break the bid down for us, prepare a sheet for me or for the commission, if you will, Ron, regarding who it was that was here before the company, what other companies may or may not have been interested in this, and a further breakdown of the information that he has in front of him. And could you present that to us on Tuesday, Mr. Erickson?
Yes.
And the commission at that time will make a decision, or not make a decision, to move forward. But can you hear me, Jim? Hello? Interesting. I wonder how long he's been off.
Probably since we've done payroll.
No, seriously.
I know. That is what I would want also, so that's fine. That would be that'll give him some view of that.
What I would like is for you to ask as many questions. We don't want to have to trouble him to come back again, but I would like to have that broken. I mean, unless you want to sit and go through every single thing on this today.
No, I don't.
But I want to give sufficient time on Tuesday to go through this.
Well,
if we can do that in exec as well, can we not?
Yes. My main concern, Ron, is one bid. I want to look at it. I want to make sure that the response on just about having just one bid and what the reasoning might be there. So,
well,
as you give the breakdown, then we have this facility that we're in, which is the old building, and then we have the new judicial and the jail as three components, and we can accept one or all. The way that he's bid it, he's did it one or all or individually is the way it's broke down.
EPM, are they the company that was involved with Hollister Schools?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
And it's not unusual in this control business to have one proposal that was the same thing we had over at the Hollister Schools.
But I actually want to look through it and see what might be the best for us to do if we decide to do something. There's some questions I have about the new facility and the cost of it. I just want to review.
Well, and we will, and we have been. But what comments would you like from this gentleman today so that he can chat about this because it would be difficult if he's not here on Tuesday and we're reviewing this to make a decision about the future. Because this is who we brought on board to put us to this point and to move us forward.
Right. As your representative.
As our representative. So we've reached this point. We have a company that's well qualified. We have a company that's experienced, that has bid. What additional information can you give us today about them and about this bid? And I know you're just looking at it for the first time, but at first blush, because you've dealt with them before.
Well, they are a reputable company. I've known them for about 25 years, and we've had the projects I've been associated with them, we've had good success rates on saving energy and actually doing exactly what they were told to do in the specs. And then I will come back as part of the job to make sure that it's all installed how it's supposed to be and is operating as expected.
As we look at this old facility, of course we had some problems yesterday and had citizens in here and had some problems with the air conditioning. I stepped outside yesterday and walked around the building. I didn't climb up on top where some units sat out there. We had units that were off and units that were on. and I couldn't understand what the kind of temp day it was, the reason for all that.
Right.
Of course, it was a bad day to do that judgment. I'm going to make another trip today because we were having heat and air conditioning problems yesterday, but we had compressor units that were off and on yesterday afternoon. So that's something that I'd like to know. Is this going to synchronize that whole system to where it kicks on as needed? There'll be a lot of questions I'll have to, or do we need to replace some old units?
Well, one thing that would happen if you choose to go ahead with the control system is the units will be gone through, and any issues of that need repairing will be noted. And your maintenance staff will actually have, I call it a happy box for better terms. You can unplug the control system, plug in the happy box, and run the unit through its paces, so to speak, whether it's heating, cooling, fan, whatever, and then you readily can tell if it's a unit problem or a control problem. And it makes maintenance pretty simple. There's also, if you choose the monitoring alternate, the computer will alarm your maintenance staff if a unit gets out of range in temperature. So you would know, they would know ahead of time if there's going to be an issue with a certain unit. And then it also saves energy. So we've had pretty good luck with this system.
I don't have anything else I want to ask. I just wondered. Basically, that was one of the questions I had. If you had a actual computerized system that you hooked up individually to tell if we had a bad unit, that was one of the questions that I had. I didn't know whether that throughout the courthouse, this has been added on, divided up. To the point to where, is there going to have to be ductwork change to make energy savings on rooms?
I tell you what I'd like to do, if it's all right with you, if we can repost this for Tuesday or Thursday, if you want to be here, we'll be fine. If not, but we're going to have that discussion. I'm wondering if following this discussion today, if we might not sit with him and ask him a series of questions about this.
That'd be fine.
Or allow you that, but otherwise we need to stay in session.
No, I'm fine with visiting with him one-on-one.
I'll let you do that. That way we're not in violation of, if we conclude the meeting, is what I was saying.
Right.
And then I can go back and take care of the business that I'm taking care of, and you can recommend the time for next week, and I'll go along with that, and we
can set that now.
We'll set up the girls upstairs, because I don't know what our agenda looks like, but
that would be all right.
Would you have some time to sit with Dan and to sit with Ron and chat about?
I do today, and I can also be here next Tuesday if necessary.
We'll see what is needed after you chat with Commissioner Strahan and talk about this. You might just use that table and get out of your way so that you can do that. Do I hear a motion to adjourn today's activities?
Motion to do so.
I would second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carried. We'll stand in adjournment until the Monday morning or Tuesday morning meeting. And let's let people realize that we're not going to be meeting on Monday. We will be meeting on Tuesday.